Well, good morning and welcome. Special welcome to any visitors who may be here for the Thanksgiving weekend. We'd love to see you, and you're always welcome here at St. Bruno. You know, on this last Sunday of the church year, we celebrate the solemnity, the feast of Christ the King. Many decades ago, in a city of very few Catholics, there was a large Christ the King procession planned. And for at least one fifth grader, this was a big deal because it took him out of his comfort zone. You see, it was the first time he had ridden a bus without his parents. And downtown there was a long way from home. And it was really scary walking down Main Street, praying the rosary while so many non-Catholics stared at him. At first, his public display of faith made him feel ridiculed, and in his little mind, almost persecuted. And yet, what he had done for Jesus that day was worth it. And he never forgot his mother's words of encouragement as she helped him get ready for that trip. She said to him, "We are coming. We are coming, Lord." He remembered those words. On this Thanksgiving Sunday, it is helpful for us to remember that the Greek word used for the Mass is Eucharist. It means Thanksgiving. And we all know, as a country, we celebrate one day a year of Thanksgiving. But every day and every Mass is an act of thanksgiving for God's gift of His Son in the Eucharist. We have come here this morning to hear His Word and to receive Him in our procession. Our procession from where you are forward to the altar. Indeed, we are coming, Lord. We are coming to receive the King of heaven and earth. When we think of a king, we usually picture someone who is very remote from his people. Someone who is always ready to pass judgment on them. But our first two readings this morning show us that Christ, our King, show us that He is the Good Shepherd, loving, protecting, and caring for His sheep. And Jesus says, "I know my sheep, and my sheep know me." And to help us know Him very well, Jesus came among us to surround us with His love, to sanctify us through His church, and to redeem us by His passion, His death and resurrection. And now, at this very moment, He is here with us. He is here in the Eucharist. You know, as that fifth grader walked down Main Street many, many years ago, he acted out of loyalty to Christ the King. And we too can show our loyalty by praying faithfully every day, by leaving our comfort zone, and by loving and serving others. The gospel we heard this morning, we hear of those who do not love others as Jesus does. Those who say, "My will, not thy will be done." Generosity and concern for the needs of others are really trademarks of St. Bruno. Every month we have a food drive for the less fortunate. Just a week ago, 37 families were fed for Thanksgiving through the St. Vincent de Paul food drive. Our Reach Out with Love and Adopt a Family Christmas programs are underway. And the Olive Wood products for the Holy Land Christians are available to us. All of these ways which we can contribute and support others. You know, it is wonderful to share our goods, but in the name of Christ our King, is there also goodness and attentiveness of love as well? For example, I was thirsty for a word of recognition, and you noticed me. I was parched for companionship, and you stopped to visit with me. I was overwhelmed with worry, and your cheerfulness lightened my burden. I was a prisoner of loneliness, and your friendship released me. I was angry with you, and you reached out to me. Giving of ourselves, giving of our time, and giving of our goods in the image of Christ honors Jesus, our King, as we serve one another and the members of his flock. Eucharistic adoration here at St. Bruno, with reflections and adoration and benediction, is this Wednesday. And we are coming, Lord, is a phrase that is used for Eucharistic appreciation. For Jesus, truly present in the Eucharist, he is right here. He is right here in the Eucharist for you and me. The reminder is he comes to us in communion, but he waits for us to come to him in the tabernacle, to pray and to worship and to listen. When we say we are coming, Lord, and really mean it, perhaps we are leaving our comfort zone, but we have an appointment. We have a commitment to spend time with Jesus, who is Christ, the King of the universe, Christ, the King of our hearts. We are coming. We are coming, Lord.